So, do you know how hard it is for an Irish citizen to wear orange? I added a little white and a little green, so I have the tricolor. Okay. And I have a poem that is so new it's still wet. Okay. In search of a peaceful place. Oh, God, let's start over. Okay. In search of a peaceful place. When they first moved to the north side, gunfire made them sit up in bed. In 6 months, they just rolled over, secure in their locked door slumber. He tramped the park where poor guys lived. She got mugged one bright afternoon. Summers, they escaped to Ireland, became a rich minority, chuckled at the charming natives, pumped them for the local chatter, chuckled at the drunk driver who killed Declan in pitch-black Ballyferriter, Dwyer, who leapt from a Dunquin cliff, found death just a short walk away. The senile friend locked in her home couldn't flee from the fire she'd lit. Now that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Okay. This one is called One Cool Cat, and he's sitting right over there in the orange shirt. Okay. His Nicholas Moss mixing bowl circles in the microwave like a cat easing into a nap. The cereal bowl proved too small for his morning dish of oatmeal, which puts him to sleep on the couch, mouth open to snap at daydreams. I wish he could count on 9 lives. Greedy, I'd want in on those too. Sheep farmer in Dunquin, Ireland, to banned book printer in Shanghai. Oops, eternal life slipped my mind. This is called Dear Sister Rosemary. And actually, it started as a letter, and then I lost it. And then I found it and thought, well, that sounds like a poem. Okay, so it became a poem instead of a letter. Dear Sister Rosemary, I've been meaning to write for most of my life. The nuns wouldn't let you answer when you joined them. The world will forget you, they said, made sure it did. I wrote to a blank wall for a few months until college life intruded, and you seemed to have died. You nursed a dying nun with such joy and kindness. They said you made your choice between teaching and nursing when choices were narrow. You obeyed the order. I'm proud of your life and our one-time friendship as we sat and giggled in alphabetical order. You were editor-in-chief of our tough Scrivener. Sister Mary Agnes gave me the editorial page. Always had an opinion. Wish I'd sent more letters off to the blessed dark. Just writing turns on lights. You don't always need an answer. This one is called Love is the Loser. Love your enemy, Jesus says. Hell, I can't even love my friends. Yeah. One died, talked till the last 6 months, never could stop her long stories, always up to my ears in words. I blamed her lifelong asthma meds. Turns out Alzheimer's pinched her mind, stole her words one by 1,000. Her family saw her suffering, caught in all that hollow silence. I play tennis with a few friends. I hate the bad calls and missed balls. Love to send a slice off the side. Down the line demands sweet revenge. I try to keep track of the score or indulge in deep calming breaths, but my fierce malice wins the game with nasty cracks and vicious hits. I don't think Jesus understands. Love is the loser in tennis. Doesn't fare well in life either. And this is the last one. And they say every poet writes something about something dead found on the road. So this is my obligatory dead dog on the road poem. Honest to God, he was flatter than a pancake, more like a crepe, cherry sauce dried, mashed more than once, bent in a hoop, a cardboard caught in the rain. Death never looked less real. That's it. Thank you. Thanks. Our next reader is, and this is going to be exciting, Miranda Edwards, and you might call her Ziggy.